Well, the big discussion tonight, voting is now ended in the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The record 65.48% of people have turned out. That's what it was today, not necessarily a record. Now, the election held after a decade is the first in the Union Territory where restoration of statehood has emerged as the biggest issue.
Vote dala?
Ji sir, humne vote dal diya.
You have vote? Is this first vote you have all or you have voted before in the assembly election?
Yes, we have voted before also.
In the assembly election. Yeah. Okay. So, since this is the assembly election which is happening after a gap of 10 years, what are the issues the young people like you have in mind when you come out and vote?
First thing is the safety.
Okay.
If safety is there, then everything will work.
Kya issues hai aapko lag raha hai ki aam aadmi ke liye jo wo vote dal raha hai, kis buniyadon pe vote?
First, like in Jammu Kashmir, we have a lot of terrorism, the people have suffered from the past few years. So first, obviously, the safety point of view, we don't want that our children should live also in the same atmosphere.
But this space, which has been actually these areas, normally known as high voter turnout areas, तो आप क्या चाहते हैं आपके वोट से तब्दीली आनी चाहिए क्या फर्क
हमारा भी कुछ मसला हाल होना चाहिए गरीबों का क्या कोई बच्चा थोड़े कमाने वाला खुद कमाते हैं तो थोड़ी पेंसिल वगैरह होनी चाहिए हेल्प होनी चाहिए बच्चों की
द फर्स्ट इलेक्शन व्हिच इज हैपनिंग आफ्टर द एब्रोगेशन ऑफ आर्टिकल 370 एंड दैट इज व्हाई देन दे व्हेन देयर आर कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल चेंजेस मेनी थिंग्स हैपन इन द रियल लाइफ ऑफ द पीपल फॉर एग्जांपल पीपल हु आर लिविंग हियर बी इट वेस्ट पाकिस्तान रिफ्यूजीज और यू हैव वाल्मीकि सोसाइटीज हु आर नॉट द परमानेंट रेजिडेंट्स ऑफ जम्मू एंड कश्मीर दे आर फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम गेटिंग द राइट टू वोट असेंबली में फर्स्ट वोट है ना क्योंकि असेंबली इलेक्शन पहली बार तो एक फर्स्ट टाइम वोटर जो असेंबली में है तो क्या आप चाहते हैं यंग वोटर जो है
दे शुड बी इंक्रीज इन द एम्प्लॉयमेंट
All right, so a great deal of enthusiasm for the elections in Jammu and Kashmir. More than 64% of people voting. Joining us now, Shazia Elmi of the BJP, Salman Soz of the Congress Party, Nija Chaudhary, the senior editor, and Farhana Bhatt, an actor from Kashmir. Thanks all very much for being with us. Farhana, let me come to you first. Not the politicians, let's come to you first. And not the editor either. 64% of voters in Jammu and Kashmir have voted today in this final phase. That's fantastic, isn't it? In your mind, what does that indicate?
Obviously, you know, in the third phase, 64% is a pretty good turnout. And me, myself, being a first-time voter in assembly elections, I think this is something we all have been waiting for since a decade. And this is the first step towards we can choose our future and we can choose who is going to be there representing us, who is going to be our voice. So, obviously, I think this is the first step we are approaching towards a better tomorrow. And as a youth of Kashmir, as someone who is looking for a peaceful tomorrow, a prosperous tomorrow, I believe that we will be successful in electing a young leader for us at first place, a leader who is not there for his personal agenda, for his any personal modus operandi. For these elections, we want a representative who will be representing us nationally, internationally as well, who will be working for the youth, who will be working for our betterment, not for their personal agendas. And I personally believe that it should be someone who does not belong to any dynasty rules.
Okay, Shazia, let me come to you. For the BJP, some would suggest this particular phase particularly important because 24 of these seats are located in Jammu. That's an area where the BJP has done very well in. What are the stakes for you today in this phase?
The stakes are obviously huge. But I'd like to just reiterate the point made by the preceding speaker, Ms. Bhatt. And, you know, and even before that, when I saw the package, there were so many youngsters
young
there.
People.
And even a
yes,
mother,
I noticed that.
Young
yeah.
people. And even a mother who said that, you know, safety is very important. And we want things to remain safe. Jaan hai to jahan hai. So I was there for many, many, many days, actually. I spent a lot of time in Srinagar this time and all in Jammu and parts and other parts of Kashmir. And this seems to be the mood. So as far as BJP goes, I think we are very... Sure, that will be really big for us in Jammu because we've had many rallies there. And clearly there is even Umar Abdullah has kind of reprimanded and chided Rahul Gandhi for not doing enough in Jammu, and kind of reminded him that, you know, you better get here instead of your travels abroad and do some campaigning, which is what Rahul Gandhi did later on. So clearly, Jammu, as always, has is advantage BJP. As for Kashmir, you know, things are changing. I mean, there's a complete transformation there. I'm not saying we only have 19 candidates, by the way. So that's still a big start, knowing BJP and Kashmir. But when you go there and spend time with people, they actually not just accept, but they appreciate Prime Minister a lot, because they feel that for the first time, this is a real azadi that they can experience in terms of just, you know, having some kind of freedom from fear, from Hartal Bazi, from the calendars, from the buns, from the Shistafarish Bazi, from stone pelting, from secessionist forces. So that's pretty big. And I think just that, the freedom to just the ease of life and, you know, likelihood of life. I mean, I don't sure. say it as a joke, but, you know, that itself is very used there.
All so right,
I
the quality of life.
A celebration.
That's obviously what any election process should be all about. Salman, let me come to you first. You've got an important alliance with the National Conference this time. There are a couple of friendly fights. However, do you believe that this alliance is absolutely critical for you? You know, I mean, if an alliance like this existed last time around, perhaps the election results could have been quite different.
Well, first, Vishnu, let's make sure that our viewers understand what the elections, how they have proceeded. Of course, we are happy that today almost 66% voting took place. But I want the people sitting at home to know that the overall voting percentage in this election is 63%, which is 3 percentage points below 2014. For the seats that went to the elections today, where we are happy to note 66% voting, in 2014, for these seats, the voting percentage was 71%. So, you know, we see long lines these days, and we think that this is a record-breaking performance, etc. No, it is not. We had more voting, presumably when there were boycott calls, calendars, everything, more people voted. So the people of Jammu and Kashmir have been voting for a while. This is not some miracle that Mr. Modi has come up with or Mr. Amit Shah. So I just want to make totally, you know, if there's anybody who's trying to propagate this view that elections this time have yielded amazing result in terms of the voter turnout, they're wrong. The right. facts are not with them. Right. So Election Commission data is very
that
clear.
Is not
that
true.
2014,
that is not true.
Four people. No, it is true. I mean, you cannot. No,
it is
look,
not true.
Look,
I
first
tell
of all,
you.
Do not.
Tell
do
you.
Not.
China
do
is
do
like,
not.
So poor.
Do Shazia, not, half a second. I'll come to you. Let him make his point. I'll come to you.
I'm giving you data. This is Election Commission
Salman,
data.
Go ahead. Yeah.
This is Election after Commission
you.
Data.
Yeah,
irrefutable
I'll say,
data.
I'll say what I have to say after you.
Speak after me. Yeah. Election yeah, Commission data says. Election Commission data says that in 2014, voter turnout was 66%. Election Commission data says that voter turnout in this election, in these three phases, when you combine them, is 63%. In the last phase, which is the highest voter turnout in these three phases, the voter turnout is 65%, 65.8%. In the same seats, except for delimitation, if you take those five, six seats out, voter turnout last time in 2014 was 71%. And now let me respond, Vishnu, to your other question about the alliance. The National Conference, Congress... And
Salman, would you like to just hold on for a second? I'll come back to you next. But Shazia had a point on this. So voter turnout, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, on the voter turnout, what I want to say, the traditional boycott areas, the bastions which were so poor in Baramulla, they have witnessed the highest turnout in an election in the last three decades. So if you take the average, the mean, you realize that... It's by 2 or 3% is less. But in these places, which were there was complete boycott, I'm talking about those bastions, it has actually been a record turnout. And as for the second phase, Srinagar has always voted. There's always been one of those places which vote very little, you know, like any other city. But if you see, there are places where the voter turnout has been 5% less or more. But what is amazing is that the traditional boycott bastions have all come up with the idea of engagement with democracy. And I think that is what I wanted to say, instead of just numbers, that all those
okay,
particular
fair
areas,
enough.
Which, yeah.
Salman, just briefly on numbers before we move on.
Yes, just briefly on numbers. You know, people at sitting at home should not believe me or Shazia Elmi. They should go and look at data, Election Commission data. In fact, in Kashmir Valley, I think she's probably referring more to Kashmir Valley and some of the seats there. In Kashmir Valley, 60% of the seats have recorded a lower turnout than in 2014. So please don't give me this, BJP propaganda. You keep it to yourself. Let people decide at home and let them what is... I'm now, by the way...
So
Let's not fight. Okay, come on.
Why is he always whining and crying? I don't understand.
Let's not fight, Shazia. Okay.
I'm just very amused.
Let Salman make his point. Please go ahead, Salman.
सच को तमीज ही नहीं बात करने की सच को तमीज ही नहीं बात करने की झूठ को देखो कितना मीठा
नहीं नहीं बट सलमान अबाउट द वैली 60% टर्न आउट आई डोंट वांट दिस टू बी अ पर्सनल अटैक यू नो यू आर मेकिंग सम इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट्स विद डेटा सलमान यू नो वुड यू लाइक टू मेक दैट पॉइंट यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट वैली टर्न आउट
यस लेट मी गेट टू दैट द पॉइंट इज इवन इन कश्मीर वैली where, you know, BJP makes a point of talking about us as terrorists and all that, 60% seats this time have recorded a lower turnout. I want to make a very limited point. The people of Jammu and Kashmir, including Kashmir Valley, have been voting. They've sided with democracy for the longest time. Even in the most difficult times, they've been voting. Now suddenly these guys are going to show you some lines and say, oh, there are so many people.
All right, okay. So the point you make is that according to you, the voter turnout, there are differences from between this time and last time. It's not higher necessarily. Nidja, let me put that to you. What do these numbers in terms of voter turnout in this phase and all of the phases together indicate?
Look, to me, what they say is that the stigma about elections that used to exist in the Jammu and Kashmir is no longer there. I just spent 4 days there in the valley. And there is, you know, even at night at 11 o'clock, there was campaigning. In a town like Sopor, which used to be known for its poll boycotts, and the town itself sometimes has only 7 to 8 people voting. Today has, you know, banners and postings and buntings and flags all over. So this is the home of Saeed Ali Shah Gilani of Jamaat-e-Islami, which still remains a banned organization, but has supported 10 independent candidates this time. And it also says to me, you know, I'm in Handwara. Sajjad Lon is a candidate there. He's fighting from 2 constituencies. And he and his team are grappling with, you know, they'd made arrangements for 500 vehicles for a road show and through those narrow roads. And now there are 800 vehicles and that trying to figure out how they're going to manage without snarls being created on the roads. Now, it is like, you know, election anywhere in any other part of India. So that is whether it's, you know, 62% in the first phase, 57% in the second phase, and now almost 66% from what you're showing in the third phase. It is something to be happy about, to celebrate that this process, the political process, is being restored in Jammu and Kashmir, and the people want to elect their own MLAs. They don't want to have to deal with officials, police people. They want to go directly to their representatives with their problems. So I think it's a beginning. I saw it as an expression of what they felt. They're expressing their hurt, they're expressing their anger, they're expressing their aspirations, expectations from the new government, the suffocation they felt. So many things they are expressing today. But
all right.
It is an end to their helplessness that they have felt over the last year.
Fair enough, Nidja. Shazia, you know, the role of independents in smaller parties, the Congress has, for example, been saying that these are essentially, in the valley particularly, are proxies for the Bharatiya Janata Party. Is that the case? Is that how the BJP expects to make a mark in the valley through smaller parties? For example, Engineer Rashid's AIP, there's the Apni Party as well. So, I mean, are these factors which could actually assist
you? I think these are, this is being spelled out again and again by people who are scared of these parties. And we know who defeated Umar Abdullah. It was Engineer Rashid.
No, but by so that I token, aren't you afraid of them also?
No, you know, we have been very strong in Jammu, and we're just making our debut, so to speak, in the valley.
Okay.
But it is Umar Abdullah who lost badly, and Mehbooba Mufti. So I think all those who are making these accusations actually are scared of these independents, because clearly they've lost earlier, and they fear that they're losing their support. So who do you blame? You blame the BJP. When you want to have elections, when there are elections, what do you say? The courts mandated it, not the BJP. When you have these independents or Rashid coming out of the jail for interim bail, you say BJP did it. It's not the courts then. So you can't have these two policies, you know, as and when it suits you. So when it comes to the elections, you want to say, oh, it's not BJP or the government or the center or the LG, but court mandated. When you have these people coming out of the jail on bail, then it's obviously not the courts, it's BJP. So, okay, you know, they have to choose one line. It can't be as convenient as that. And, you know, what do they end up saying? I mean, can you imagine the proxies who are there, who are actually part of Jamaat-e-Islami but are fighting as independent because it is banned? Because it is banned. And you know who's asking for the removal of the ban? PDP and National Conference. So it's strange as to why there would be proxies for BJP. It just doesn't make sense, because we have actually banned the party, and they're not allowed to. They don't have a mark. They don't have a nishan, so to speak, a symbol. And these are the parties who want the ban to be removed.
All right. So, okay. Half a second. Salman, the fact is that I know that the assembly elections, Lok Sabha elections, very different, but the fact that Omar Abdullah lost by 2,04,000 votes to Engineer Rashid, the fact that there are independents and smaller parties, I named just two of them, is that something that concerns you and your alliance partners in the national conference?
Just one second, yes, on Neeraj's comment about people campaigning till 11 p.m. And that is great. And I'm glad that that's happening. But Neeraj, when I contested in 2014 in Baramulla, I used to be out at night as well, going door to door campaigning in Baramulla. So this is not new. I wish people would go back in history and look at what was going on at that time. I think the disruption caused by the BJP, we seem to be giving them free marks. For what? They disrupted the democratic process in Jammu and Kashmir. There was no need for disrupting that process.
Yeah.
And I think the elections would have continued. Now again, Shazia, you must learn to stay quiet when somebody else is speaking.
You must not lie. You cannot lie. Now,
why are you next? Shazia, let him make his... Let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. 30 seconds for you, Salman. That's fair for you to finish your comment after that. I'll time Shazia to one minute, all right? All right. Please go ahead, Salman. Make your point.
It's good. Okay. So that was just my limited point on Neeraj's comments. On the election and these what we call BJP and its proxies, you know, at least Umar Abdullah and Mehbooba Mufti had the guts, they had the courage to contest the Lok Sabha election. The BJP had no guts to contest elections in Kashmir because they knew they'd get wiped out. And this time, you will see that the India Alliance is going to form the next government. The BJP is going to eat a humble pie. All the proxies are going to be defeated. They will rule the day.
Okay.
They took on the people of Jammu and Kashmir.
All right, Salman, fair enough. You've got a minute now, Shazia. Nobody's going to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay. So we're talking about assembly elections after 10 years. But what about the DDC elections? What about the panchayat elections? What about the urban local body elections? Now, they are the elections that decide as to how things will happen at the grassroots levels. They have seen a huge turnout. And, you know, every panchayat for the first time has been empowered. You know, the kind of... if you just see the GDP and the economy of Jammu and Kashmir, I mean, it's gone up from 1.17 lakh crores to 2.45 lakh crores and meant to be 2.65 lakh crores. And in 7 years... All the work, I mean, from 4 medical colleges, we have 11. 7 are already operational. So just look at the numbers. With the medical seats, nursing schools, it's huge. So there are those people who have just looted the state, and their families have. And here, for the first time, it is power to the people. It is a real freedom that they feel. And yes, freedom to go out. You know, see the Dal front, see the Jhelum front. I mean, and there are people who never liked the BJP, and I know them very well because I've grown up with them, and they're Kashmiris, and they said, you know, give it to the LG, we are safe. And the safety factor has been talked about in your package too, and whenever you go, you'll get more of it. So definitely it's a new Kashmir, and
people are enjoying. No, but Shazia, the safety factor is now a concern south of the Pir Panjal. That's been a huge concern. The number of terrorist attacks has gone up.
I agree with you. Jammu region has been a political theater. The terror theater has shifted. I agree with you. So, I'm talking about Kashmir, and that is a very disturbing trend.
Yeah, but if we look at Jammu and Kashmir, we appear to be in a moment when, you know, security is again a nightmare in those parts. I mean,
yes,
the numbers are low.
Yes, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
I just want to move away from both of you. Salman, just please. I want to go across to Farhana Bhatt. Farhana, the big story over here, it comes for every political party, is restoration of statehood. As a young voter out there, is that your big priority? Does it make a very big difference to you personally?
Speaking personally, I think the biggest priority as of now should be youth empowerment. Employment, that should be the biggest priority other than the restoration of statehood. Because I think as a state, we have other things on our priority list. And now because we are, I think we don't are really at that position where we should be fighting for the statehood or any other thing. And rather than, you know, overlooking our basic situations, what we are facing on ground level, what our youth is facing, or as a state, where we are lacking. I think those things need to be in consideration before we go for the restoration of the statehood. And I think our government is well knowing about it, that what needs to be done, prayer would take that step.
All right, Neeraj, over to you next. You know, it's been 10 years since that we've had an assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir. What is the big picture for you? Is it the security scenario, development in the state, or the restoration of statehood, which to you is the big focus for voters in the state? Or is it 370 and revoking that?
I think, Vishnu, statehood is a very important issue in the state at the moment. And parties are committed to it. The BJP is committed to it. NC, Congress are demanding it. PDP is demanding. In fact, everybody is demanding the restoration of statehood, which would give powers back to the chief minister, which the LG now has. Whether it's, you know, the police, whether it's the civil services, the postings, and so many other things. It's not quite like Delhi, but it's almost like Delhi situation. So that is going to be a major thing after the new government is formed. Of course, as my friend was saying, joblessness also is a big issue. You know, I find an MBA is a bellboy in the hotel. I find an MA is working in a cloth shop, sitting there to sell those wares. So those kind of things do agitate the young people. But the fact that, and the independence, you asked that question of independence. Yes, there are 45% of the contestants are either independents or the smaller parties. And they will have a bearing. But many people suspect that certain people like Engineer Rashid and others have been put up like proxies for BJP, whether or not there is evidence for it, or whether or not it's true, whether the idea being to cut the vote of the NC Congress.
Right.
And about a month ago, people thought, you know, they would form the government, and they may still form the government, but then there is the BJP doing well in Jammu. So what will be their final tally? So anyway, as I keep saying, it's all the, you know, mara-mari, cacophony, all that we see in any other Indian state. Also now.
All right. So let's see what finally happens. A huge election. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. It